Okay, let's give this a test. Looks like it's working okay. Your turn.
Thanks. Yeah. Pick me up all right.
Yeah, it seems to be.
Yeah, it's not too bad.
Okay, so this is Rendell's Ravings with unknown guest Pasta.
Hi.
Oh, I can see where this is going. Oh, there's that bastard. Now he's back.
What?
Cody, he's back.
Douche-ass.
I tried calling him. Oh, well. But, I posted the thing yesterday, and Pasta's like, well, would you mind if I came over? I'm like, hell no. So we have a guest here.
Yay!
And Cody just posted the Finite Exposure with you. I need to download
baseball.
That's the last one with that clipping issue.
Oh, jeez.
But with you in it, I'm sure people won't give a shit, so.
Maybe.
That was a really fun one. We need to get you out on that again.
Alright.
Because you and me are really good for Cody, because when one of us doesn't want to talk, the other one will shut him up and we'll talk.
Yes.
Because otherwise, on our own, Cody will just go.
Yes, he will. He tends to do that.
Oh, yeah. But,
So, did you hear the one about the rollerblade thief, the taco vendor, the judge, and the armed Iraqi war vet?
We should start with that just because both of us are going to be waiting for it for the whole... Where the hell is it? I picked up a couple more today. There it is.
Yep.
What the hell is... I need to look for... What is NWF Daily News?
I don't know.
Well, it wouldn't be Northwest Financial if it took place in Miami. I hope.
Miami.
News and information from the Emerald Coast. The fuck's the NWF for, then?
I don't know.
We need to know.
Yes.
Maybe the front page will say. Although I'm sure it won't.
No, probably not. It's out of Miami. And
they did.
Well,
this is the one with the voting issue, too, so.
Yeah.
No!
Nope.
What the fuck's wrong with you people? North Florida Daily.
Northwest Florida. I don't know.
Miami? Never mind.
I
was going to say, isn't that south?
It's America's Wayne. That's all I care about.
Yeah. If God laid down and made Florida, you know, then I want to figure out how his body's shaped, because his boot is clear the fuck over in Europe and it's pointing the wrong way.
Maybe he's pigeon-toed. Maybe God is
severely pigeon-toed. I mean, he's gonna be walking in place. One's one way, other.
Maybe his legs act like a scissor lift. You know.
One other thing. Why is it if God did this, do we only find two body parts? We found a leg and we found his dick. I mean, are we just really...
Actually, I think Australia is his asshole. Everything poisonous is down there. I
thought that was New Jersey.
Oh,
or is that
right.
His armpit?
No, he's right. New Jersey is his asshole. Australia is his taint.
Well, he's hermaphroditic then. That's not surprising.
Well, no, the taint's on a dude. It's a spot between balls and ears. There's actually a song called Swabbing on My Taint. It's a disturbing song.
It would be, yes. That's... proof that the music industry has, like the film industry, run out of ideas.
Oh, yeah.
Long
it's
ago.
It's a group based out of Mukilteo, Washington. I have no idea where Mukilteo is. All I know is that it's on the other side of the mountains.
Okay, now if I were to say that, I'd have an excuse. I'm an import. You've lived here and you don't know where it is. The fuck?
I know, like, all the towns on this side of the mountains. Other side, not my specialty, except for the Finney Ridge Woodland Park Zoo area. I know where everything is around there.
I know where, like, six towns are. I know Yakima. I know Spokane.
Yeah, Spokane.
I know Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
Quincy. Because I've been through there.
And that's all you can do is go through.
Waterville and the little tar place in between there.
Oh,
begins
yeah.
with an O. I don't know
Orlando.
What it's... Orlando.
Yeah.
That's all I know, and that's only because I've been there.
Nice. Yeah, I know most of the towns on this side of the mountains, and, like, I know where they are on the other side most of the time.
Which side is this side? There's an east and a west.
This is east side. East side
so,
of the state.
So, from here to Spokane?
No, from... Oh, yeah, about here to Spokane.
Okay.
I know where most of the towns are, but...
Over to
side,
Seattle? Yeah.
I know... where the towns are, kind of, but I don't know, like, anything about them.
Speaking of Seattle, and before we get to this, I was talking to Two,
mm-hmm.
who you know.
Yeah.
He is doing a show at the Comedy Shop.
Oh, dear God.
And it was supposed to be 4 or 5 people. It's just going to be a comedy night, you
mm-hmm.
know, get people in.
Yeah.
He has got so many tickets sold, they gave him a half hour. It is his show now.
Nice!
And he's still selling tickets.
Nice. When's the show?
September 16th.
I might be able to make that. How much are tickets?
$10.
I might be able to make that.
Okay.
On the 4th of September, I'm going to see Bob Dylan.
Really?
Yeah, over in Seattle, a bumper shoot.
Okay, now here's one fly in the ointment. He's in West Hollywood. 30 hours away. I know, I was going to fly down there.
Yeah, never mind.
So he said he doesn't want me to go broke, so he's put me on looking for spots up in Washington.
Nice.
It's like, can I just be a lazy fucker and just get you to Wenatchee? Because I don't want to drive anywhere.
Come on, man.
Well,
come on.
There have been some pretty well-known people going to the pack.
Oh, yeah. Ryan Stiles, mm-hmm. Greg Proops with the Who's Live Any, Who's Live
Tour. Gallagher's been there like 4 times.
Twice.
No, well, at least 3, because I've seen him 3 times.
Twice. He had, like, 3 shows during the times he was here, but he's only been here twice. I was at the first show.
Yeah, he's had 3 shows at the past... Oh, somebody came in, actually.
Oh, 50. Let's see who it was.
Wairu! Hey, Wairu. The only faithful fan I've ever had. He's the only one who comments on anything,
nice.
So... But, yeah, I checked out a couple of places over in Seattle. I'm on... check and see if I could get him at the pack, because the reason, aside from being a lazy bastard, Wenatchee is perfect for this, because it's dead in the middle. It's like 4 hours from everything.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody could come here, and it would be the same drive for everyone.
You'd think people would think that way, but they don't.
Well, no, because they don't want to come to this little hick.
No, they'd much rather drive, if they're in Spokane, they'd much rather drive 8 hours to Seattle than the 3.5 to here.
If Two came to Seattle, even if I had to, I'd rent a car and go over there. If I didn't trust my car, I'd rent a car and go there.
Dude, if Two came to Seattle, I'd probably just tell you to pile into my car and we'd go.
There we go.
Yeah.
So and I know Cody would go.
Yeah.
Cody and Two would get along wonderfully.
Sadly, they would, in more ways than one. They both love the booze.
Yeah.
Thank God we would end up going drinking with Two.
The only thing that would be different was I know for a fact that Cody isn't gay. So that would...
Yeah.
That would be the only hang-up.
We'd have to go drinking with Two.
Yeah, I'll be the designated driver for that.
Perfect.
Because I can't drink,
yeah,
so...
And we would probably be so drunk, we wouldn't remember the next few days.
Okay, we're going to have to get, like, a mini handheld just so we can record the thing.
Cody has one, I used to have one, I've got a camera that can do it. We're not going to make evidence, Matt.
Uh-huh.
No evidence.
Damn. But
Polaroids.
Polaroids work.
Because if you need to, you can destroy those.
They have, shit, and I had an idea. I know, where the hell did that go? Oh, well, speaking of pictures, we'll get there eventually.
Yeah.
Reepso, if you're friends with Reepso, and I'm not going to say his name because the fucking twats on Ghost Divas forced Facebook to close his account. So he's got a new, he's got a new, oh, they're,
what?
Oh, they're dorks. Yeah, but he and Polly went to a skeptics conference, mm-hmm. and had a picture of Polly with James Randi.
Nice.
I'll show you. It's, he's dressed up in like Dumbledore outfit. Wrong button. I don't want another window. And now what? Oh, I was going to say watch. I just closed the one we were using.
Oh, that would be great.
Yeah. Oh, I've done that before. Do not say his name, but and it's pretty obvious once you look at the picture who it is. Mm-hmm. But there's James. He's looking a lot older since he had his he had cancer or something around the turn of last year.
Yeah. Well, cancer tends to make you look older.
Turn of this year. He had it last year.
Yeah.
But yeah, he is really... He still looks pretty damn healthy, though. I mean, he's in like his 80s.
Yeah, so. That's not too bad for a dude who's in early, mid-80s.
It's like, gee, okay, when was he born? Because I'm not quite... I know he's older than my mom is by a bit. And my mom's 67, so...
Wow.
Yes, I was a very late kid. 1928.
Oh, balls.
So he's...
82. He's 80, just turned 82 a little while ago.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
20.
Yeah, okay. I can, yeah. I'm not doing very good at math right now.
That's okay, dude.
Yeah, 82. Holy shit.
He's up there. He's up there.
He's really up there. He's
not,
higher
not
than...
Not quite as old as my grandpa. My grandpa's going to be 91 this year.
That's cool.
Yeah. But, you know, 80. He's had a good run.
Oh, yeah. My grandmas were in late 80s, early 90s.
One of them charged with driving lawnmower drunk.
Where's that? What? Now, was this fucker on the road?
I hope so.
He see this guy doing wavy lines all over his lawn? It's like, yep, he's drunk.
I don't know.
Oh, this is a short one. Good.
Oh, what?
Marion County Sheriff's Office spotted Richard Passion driving the red lawnmower with a cup of beer sitting in a cup holder Friday night. He told Deputy Gary Miller he had a pretty good bit to drink and a gun. He drove his lawnmower to the bar.
And drove it back.
How big is Anthony?
Not very. Because you don't even see that in our little piss ant tent.
No! Well, I mean, geez, you don't even see that in Montevideo and there's only like 5,000 people. I've never seen somebody drive a lawnmower. A tractor? Yes.
I've seen somebody drive a lawnmower once and it was on a bet.
Well, I could, with some of the, I mean, the lawnmower that we had when I was in Montevideo, yeah, I could have used it during the winter to get to and from work.
Oh,
the
yeah.
tires were, I wish I would have, actually.
Yeah, sometime.
Because I lived just, damn it, sorry, I lived just like a mile out of town. Mm-hmm. You go 2 miles over and one up, and that's the corner of town, and that's also where Pizza Hut was.
Nah.
So that's where I worked.
Yeah.
So, I wish I would have... God damn, this thing is sensitive. There.
Man, I would have loved to have the lawnmower I had when I was working for the college in the winter. Four-wheel drive, all nice and closed, and I could take off the lawnmower blades and put a giant-ass snowplow on the front.
Ooh.
That would have just been great.
Those are nice to have.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, now getting to what he mentioned, 10 minutes ago?
Yes. A judge, a taco vendor, an Iraqi war vet, and a thief on rollerblades get wrapped up in a single case.
When I saw this, it's like, no.
Do we want to read the whole thing? Or do we
oh, we need to. We need to, because there's no way anybody will believe this. Miami. Heard the one about the judge, the taco vendor, the pistol-packing Iraqi war vet, and the thief on rollerblades. It apparently happened Wednesday when Al Diaz of the Miami Herald was preparing to photograph the
Taquiera Mexicana Orale.
Thank you. Taco truck at Northwest 27th Avenue and 17th Street for a feature story. Who the hell just came in? Reap!
Cool. Yeah. So, yes, apparently it was such a slow news day, they had a guy taking pictures of a taco truck
and
for
this
a featured story.
Well, I think it might have been because we have a lot of the coffee things around here. It may have just been that they were looking at that.
Could be, but...
because I'm sure somebody's done a feature on, you know, the epidemic we seem to have of all these little... if they're not a fish house,
they're a taco truck.
They're a taco truck.
But hey, those taco trucks are good.
Yeah,
and
actually...
they're actually a lot cleaner than a lot of the restaurants in town because the health department is on their ass.
I'm not much for tacos, but when Quality Rentals moved to their new building,
mm-hmm.
they had a taco truck sitting out there, and I had one, mm-hmm. and that was very good.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I don't like tomatoes and shit. It's lettuce and meat and...
cilantro, a little bit of onion, and some lime sweet, and a piece of lime to squeeze on it. That's
yeah.
it.
Yeah. That's all. I can handle that.
Yeah.
But it's just like...
oh, Taco Bell sells those now.
Oh. Yeah. They used to have a taco burger, and those were good.
Oh, I know. Anyway,
just heartburn hell.
Yeah, back
but
to the story about the Iraqi war vet jumped taco vendor and photographer and a rollerblade.
Oh, God. Okay, seizing the moment, a man on wheels snatched the camera and whooshed. Yes,
it actually says whooshed.
Whooshed. Found 16th. I wonder what the editor thought when he read that.
I'm wondering what the editor was thinking when he wrote down someone munching a taco. If this wasn't at a taco truck.
Yeah. Someone munching a taco yelled, "That guy just grabbed your camera." Taco stand owner
Moises
Gonzalez, incensed that at the interruption, tore out on foot after the rollerblader. A food inspector joined him. What? Oh, they were doing...
inspection.
They were doing a
health
thing.
Probably
yeah.
saying that they're cleaner because the health department is literally on their ass the whole time.
Probably. That's when Deborah White Labora happened along. Oh, and this is just perfect. A judge in Miami-Dade's drug court when White Labora was driving a white Scion Mini. What the hell does that matter? With her two children, 17-year-old Christopher and 20-year-old Amanda, having just visited the bank to pick up some traveler's checks en route to Miami International for a flight to Peru. Why the hell did you want to go to Peru?
I don't know. Gonzalez flagged down the van, barked out, "Follow that man," or words to that effect, and the pursuit continued, and it actually says that on the article. The minivan overtook a rollerblader at 3071 Northwest 18th Terrace. Christopher bounded out of the car and pounced like a cobra, in quotes, on the skater, said Amanda. Gonzalez, the taco maker, joined the fray. Ian Vaquero, in whose front yard the chase ended, didn't know what to make of the wrestling match, so the Iraq war vet sorted things out the Miami way, drawing, and it actually says that, too, drawing his 9mm Smith & Wesson and telling everyone to freeze. Thank God for the Second Amendment and armed civilians, said Christopher. Final tally, the skater, James Dewey Bretthauer, was hauled off to jail charged with theft. The judge's children made it to the airport. Joe Zaragoza, a customer at the taco stand and commander of Veterans of Foreign War Post 1608, was so impressed by the citizen intervention, he gave Gonzalez and Vaquero $100 reward on the spot. Diaz, who had to guard the rest of his gear while others gave chase, got his $5,000 camera back, albeit damaged. He got a photo of the alleged thief using a second camera. I never thought photographing food vendors would be a dangerous affair, said the veteran journalist. This covered everything from armed invasions to fashion shows. But the taco stand owner, the drug court judge, the boy, and the Iraq war veteran, they are my heroes.
That is...
interesting.
You know, Hey, Polly, you know that the way that they did this, it sounds like they were misseeing video footage, doesn't it? It's like they were watching a video and, oh, by the way, and it's...
like in a silent movie. Meanwhile...
did somebody have, like, a little voice thing, and they're off, and just...
meanwhile, at the Legion of Doom, the rollerblader on Gates was taking Brainiac Topco.
Oh my god.
Away from Lex Luthor, who had laced it with kryptonite. I don't know.
You know, I think I saw that episode.
So did I. I was really, really high.
You were watching the TV and it wasn't even on.
Oh no, it was on. But I was watching my own Justice League.
Oh yeah. What were you on, or do I want to know?
Let's see. I had a little bit of, I had some of the green.
Okay, for those of us who have never taken drugs before, i.e. me.
Marijuana.
Oh.
And,
that shouldn't be having you trip out.
Oh, no. And then, have you ever read, anything by Ken Kesey or studied him at all?
No.
He was part of the acid test, you know, to see what, you know, LSD did to people.
Oh,
A buddy of his at a university would put people in a room with, you know, no stimulus just to see what they saw. Ken Kesey and his Merry Pranksters were the people who came up with the whole, you know, trip shaman, someone to guide you through to make sure it's good and everything like that.
Right.
And they used to mix it into blue Kool-Aid, and they called it electric Kool-Aid. I didn't know it was electric Kool-Aid until it was a little too late.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, I'm sure it was.
Did I just read Gay Bar May Open Next to Ground Zero?
Yes. Lost? Yes, you did.
Okay. Oh.
That's one of the things.
Yeah. To me, it doesn't really matter what side of that argument people are on. As long as they know that there's actually already a mosque about two blocks closer to Ground Zero than the one they want to put in.
Really?
Yeah, it's been there for years. Yeah, they're only complaining about the new one. That's farther away.
Well, I think it's just because there would be two of them.
The fact that the second one, I've only seen it brought up once in about, you know, month and a half this has been going on.
Hmm.
You know, when it started getting real media attention.
Right.
I've only seen that mentioned once, that there's actually another mosque closer.
Huh.
And it was
that
on,
is weird.
Yeah, it was on CNN Headline News. Excuse me. And it was just kind of said in passing. Like, oh, yeah, did you know there was actually already another mosque? Oh, no, didn't know that. On to our next story, Kim Kardashian's ass.
And that would be the next story, most likely.
Yeah, considering our news.
But, yeah, I picked up a lot of these this morning and yesterday. I got onto that. It isn't the article, but I want to mention a site I found last night, and that's WikiLeaks.
I love WikiLeaks.
I had not heard of that until I did last week's show.
Really?
With Cody, and he mentioned it.
Oh, wow.
And I broke federal law, most likely at least once.
What, by looking up WikiLeaks?
No, by downloading something from it.
No, it's in public domain. It's
It wasn't supposed to be, though, that's the thing.
Yeah, but they're based out of Switzerland.
I downloaded the war diary. Afghan war. 75,000 documents, which were not supposed to be released. I downloaded what was it?
Yeah, but it's out of, it's out of Sweden or Switzerland.
You know that
downloading
it's...
Downloading it from there is legal.
Yeah, but you know they don't want it on there anyway.
They don't want it in there anyway, but if they really do anything about it...
Right.
It is Switzerland, because... Switzerland's the neutral one, right? Yeah, the Swiss right. that are the neutral. It's based out of Switzerland. And Switzerland is kind of like the kid in school who's in the wheelchair.
Actually, I've got a good story about them, too. I don't know if I added it, though.
You know, they're, you know, disabled. But, you know, when the bullies picked on kids, the kids in the wheelchairs were immune.
Right.
Because...
What are you going to do to them? Yeah.
It's like picking on the kid who's immune.
Right.
You're going to get everyone else hating you more than they already do.
They've still got, I think, 15,000 documents, but I download what they had, which was 75 megs.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I haven't opened it yet, but I download what they call insurance file.
Oh, God.
1.4 gigs.
Yeah. Don't.
Already did.
No, there's some disturbing shit.
Oh, those are the pictures and stuff. Okay, pictures and video and
there's
that kind
just
of thing.
Everything.
Okay.
And some of it is some of it's actually funny.
Well,
some of it disturbing.
Oh, the thing you mentioned.
Oh, yeah.
We'll get to that. Speaking of, did I put that on there? Because that's a...
Gay bar band.
No. The Switzerland one.
Oh, I don't
know. Somebody, I don't have the link, but I'll find it. Somebody who used to work for USB, United Switzerland Bank or something, blew the whistle on them.
Oh, hell.
They got prison time. But you've read this one, probably. Somebody has like a 5-article story on him. And I've read all of it, and it's like...
Yeah.
Whoa. They were doing... Because it's like a tax scandal supreme, because they had like thousands of people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Swiss bank accounts are some of the most secure in the world.
Were. Until this.
Yeah.
They aren't now.
It was pretty much unless Interpol was literally after you, like... You just left the bank and Interpol came in saying, hey, who was that guy?
And then they could tell you, but they couldn't really say, you still didn't see what was in the bank. They could just give a name, but that's it.
They could give a name, but then they could work with the Swiss government to have those accounts frozen and released only to Interpol.
The Swiss government had to authorize the release of the American accounts and stuff because that was considered illegal by the nation. They are that... into banking.
Well, security and safety.
Yeah.
Because, if I'm going to store my money somewhere, I want it to be safe.
And this is the safest place in the world, apparently. So, but yeah, you mentioned that, and I'm like, ooh, yeah, good one. Maybe they'll be in the notes, maybe not. Just look up Swiss bank scandal, and I'm pretty certain you'll find it.
Yeah.
Because it is fairly recent news.
Yeah.
So... In fact, I think that might have been on WikiLeaks Facebook. No. I think that's where I found that.
Well, it's possible.
Let me check quick. I'm just going to leave this thing open.
Oh, your computer types fast yet slow.
Well, that's because I'm not used to a laptop keyboard.
Oh, yeah, true.
No, that's not it. Oh, well. We'll find it eventually. I'm just going to keep that open. Seem to keep coming back to it. 19th. Yeah, first whistleblower ever.
Yeah.
Well, Reap, on that 19,000 names, and he only does time. He does like 40 months. But on the reward, he's suing for that because they have not. They've been having. The deal is they were thinking that he was doing this for self-serving.
Yeah.
Which, come on.
Yeah,
like, even 1% of the money they're getting back?
Yeah.
It's like $100 million.
Mm-hmm. There's a brutal amount.
I'd sell out my, you know, whatever they are, my morals for that.
Yeah.
Shit,
yeah,
I'd sell
out my mom for that. And for those of you who know me fairly well, if there are any, I don't like my mom that much. It wouldn't take me a whole lot to sell her out.
You'd sell her out for $100.
Make it 2.
Okay, well, but you have some morals there. You have a standard. It was on 60 Minutes.
No, I didn't.
Oh.
It was on 60 Minutes.
Last night, okay, well.
I should watch 60 Minutes more often.
I used to go on CBS, and because then you don't watch the commercials. You just, you can watch the individual.
Nice.
I prefer, sorry about that. I prefer doing it that way because then everything runs a lot faster.
Oh, yeah.
And there are times there are just some things, I don't care, okay, skip ahead. Like, they'll talk to sports celebrities and stuff. It's cool they're on there, but I just don't really get into them. So,
yeah.
I'm not a sports person.
See, I kind of am. I really like going to the events. Because when you going to the events compared to just watching them on TV, unless you have like a giant Super Bowl party.
Right.
There's nothing that compares.
Yeah.
I mean... You know, going, like, I've seen the Seahawks a couple of times at Quest Field. There's nothing like it. I can't describe how much fun I had. I don't even like football that much.
Yeah, doesn't matter if he was doing it for himself, he's legally supposed... Yeah, he is, but I think there was something I read that there's some... They're trying to screw him out of it or something.
They're probably calling it a national security thing.
Oh, probably.
And, yeah, because that just kind of falls under the banner of we don't want... It pretty much goes, you see this badge? This is a do whatever the hell I want and get away with it.
And that might be it.
Yeah. Thank you, Big Trouble with Tim Allen, for giving me that line.
I'm going to play this just because I want to take a break.
Okay.
So, I found this, and if you heard Finite Exposure last week, you heard... Well, no, you haven't, because Cody hasn't posted it yet. But
get on it, Chaos.
Come on. But, I found this music on wrestling, of all things. I swear to God, if you want to hear good themed music, you watch wrestling, because at least in the 90s especially.
Oh God, with WCW having licensed music?
Or versions of it, yeah.
And ECW just going, hi, we're going to use these now.
Oh, in fact, I got a better one, and I'll play that one later. But this one, you should recognize.
Oh, hell.
Because this was actually very popular. What they did was they flipped the chords.
Mm-hmm.
And if you listen to the song is Smells Like Teen Spirit.
Yep.
But they reversed the chords on it,
mm-hmm.
It sounds like. So.
Yeah, I think they switched the chord progression.
This was called Self High Five. It was Diamond Dallas Page's music. But if you listen to it, it really has a lot. You can tell if you've ever heard Smells Like Teen Spirit, you'll know that this is a take on it.
Real quick, before we go to break, you know Jay-Z, how he does the
right
little that thing. Did you hear that for the past couple of years he's been in a lawsuit with Diamond Dallas Page?
Yes,
because
for
Diamond Dallas Page had trademarked
the sign for the diamond cutter.
The sign
yes.
for the diamond cutter.
Yes, I have. I think that's just kind of stalled. I think they're just kind of floating around on that. I don't think that'll ever really get resolved.
It won't, but it's just kind of a nifty little thing. Like, so, you know, washed up wrestler from the 90s.
Although, in Diamond Dallas Page's defense, he was the oldest person I've ever seen start. He was in his, he was almost 40.
True.
When he started wrestling.
Mm-hmm. There was another guy who used to wrestle for WWE. I don't remember his real name, but his character name was the Boogeyman. He came out with a clock and looked like a shaman, had red and black face paint.
That was Marty Wright.
That's right, Marty
yes.
Wright. Yeah, he was 40, 41.
I have got, we'll play two of them. I've got his theme too.
Nice.
His theme actually is very nice.
Yes, it is.
So we're going to play Diamond Dallas Page and the Boogeyman, and we will be back.
Self-high-five.
we're still talking about wrestling, of course. We the moment the music started, it's like, hey, have you seen this?
Yeah.
What I want to do, and I talked to, have you heard of Who's Slamming Who? You need to find it. Yeah, I'm going to swear to God.
You're going to swear to God?
Well, I swear to him quite a bit, actually, so.
Or her.
I've got long hair.
It's hitting your Jesus onk.
There. It better not hit anything now. Jesus, that's getting annoying.
Yeah, it was hitting your Jesus onk.
Oh, no, that's Death onk. Sandman.
Oh, yeah, well, I...
Yeah.
I didn't actually get a good look at it.
Jesus is enough on enough stuff.
I know, but it's in the Jesus pose.
Well, yeah.
And, you know, the Catholics stole that as the cross with a handle.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah,
and I was raised Catholic, and now I'm an Odinist, so...
I got this on eBay for, like, $20.
Nice. Oh, have you seen my Mjolnir tattoo?
I don't think so. Where?
It's on my calf.
Oh, it would be clear down there. Woohoo!
Mm-hmm.
That is nice.
Yeah, got it at Rebels Tattoo in Wenatchee.
Huh. There you go, there's a plug.
Yeah. Yeah, it...
Cheap plug.
For some reason, if you're ever in this little town... Find Rebel's Tattoo.
And then kill yourself.
Well, that. But before that, go to a dude named Doc, and if you can...
Oh,
if
yes.
you can get an appointment with him, or have him squeeze you in somewhere, he's good, he's fairly priced. Like, this only cost me $200. Whereas, my Zeppelin, you know, and that was also including the $20 appointment fee, this was $120. Not including the appointment fee. So this was $140.
Hmm.
This was $140. This was $200.
Yeah.
And
that's
yeah. All black and lines versus black color made to look like stone shading. $60 difference.
Well, I've shown you the tattoo I want to get. I was thinking of doing that with my money actually, but it's
I'd wait a little bit and but if you do, go to Doc.
Right.
He's about 2 months in advance, unless you have a simple one that he can do. Like, mine only took him about an hour and a half.
Right.
If you can get him, he's amazing.
Mine would probably take a while, because mine's pretty much the whole forearm.
Yeah. Well, just, like, right here?
Yeah.
Probably about the same amount of time, maybe a little longer, maybe about 2 hours.
Yeah, because, I mean, if he wants to fill it in, that's fine. But
yeah.
I don't really give a rip. I just want the design.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, Doc...
I think I posted that on Facebook. I know I've got it on MySpace.
Yeah, but yeah, Doc's amazing.
I think Doc did a few Evangelists, too.
Probably. He's been all over the place.
Yeah. She's, I think, of like 7.
Cool.
My favorite one, though, and every time I tell somebody this story, they just blink, is she has one on her left breast because somebody shot her. She came in...
BB gun? Real gun?
Shotgun.
WTF.
Yeah. A guy she was married to was threatening their kid. Came in drunk...
Oh.
Wherever they were living had a cleaner or whatnot. She told the cleaning lady to get the baby out, said, you got one shot and make it count. He shot her.
And it didn't count.
It didn't count, and about the next thing she knows, about 4 or 6 cops are pulling her off. She had beat him into a body cast with his own gun.
I love this woman. I need to meet her.
She's asleep right now. She may be awake when we're done.
Mm-hmm.
But she literally beat him. She took the gun and beat him.
Good. Good. I know.
So she got a tattoo to cover it.
I know a dude who has a stinky beaver on his back.
What?
It's a goofy looking beaver with stink lungs. And he's too much of a bitch to get it all the way finished. So it's only like half done and he will never go back. So he has a half colored stinky beaver on his back.
You know, there are some things it's just like bite the bullet. Fuck it, go finish it. Having something like that on you is just kind of stupid.
And he was
stupid in the first place, but you might as well go all the way.
Yeah, dude has no pain tolerance, yet he was one of our wrestlers for like 4 years.
Really? Was he there when I saw it?
Remember Clayton Devlin?
I don't think so.
The masked burlap?
No.
Scorpio Nightmare?
The only masked one I remember is, Green.
Oh, Breakneck. Yeah, he doesn't wrestle for us anymore.
I can't remember what his,
He was with the other luchador.
Gangrene or something like that. He was a fat guy.
Oh, yeah, that guy. Yeah.
I like him. He was cool.
I don't remember who that is. That was before I knew them all. But, yeah, do you remember the dude who would come out in sunglasses and, like, take a rest on the turnbuckles and was in the tag team with the other dude?
I don't think I ever saw... The only guy that I fully remember is Bono.
Bolo.
Or Bolo, because I got his shirt over there.
Oh, nice. I didn't know you bought a Bolo shirt.
Oh, yeah, I like it.
Did you know he was on Raw one night?
Really?
Mm-hmm. The last time they did a show in Seattle, it was him and two other local wrestlers were supposed to go up against the Great Khali.
Oh, shit.
And Bolo saw him and ran like a bitch.
I don't blame him.
Because, you know, that was the storyline, was Bolo was supposed to run like a bitch.
I do not blame... I need to find that now, because I know what he looks like.
Oh, yeah.
He's a good wrestler, though.
Oh, Bolo's
He's
great.
He's a really good one.
At the, we did an OMAC show, and it was supposed to be half wrestling, half MMA. I ended up having to be one of the MMA fighters, because none of them showed up after being paid. And then,
How did you do?
I won.
Awesome.
The video is actually online of me winning.
Oh, dude, send
taken
it to
on
me.
Like a cell phone. It's on my MySpace in the comments. Taken on literally like a cell phone.
Huh.
But there was another part where I was supposed to be like an actual security guard for one of the wrestlers cutting a promo, and Bolo was supposed to come out, and I was supposed to no-sell all of his shots.
Which for you would not be hard.
Oh yeah, and you know Bolo's a good wrestler, so.
Right.
You know, he's not too stiff, he's not too light. So I'm just, go away. And then, someone comes up from out of the ring behind me.
Ooh.
And, you know, knocks me down onto my knees, and Bolo just does this, fucking massive enziguri. You know, where they kick you in the back of the head?
Yes.
And he actually did a running one, you know, the Shining Wizard, where they actually take the step off of, like, your gut and hit you in the back of the head.
Ow!
And, yeah, and I had already fucked up my jaw in the fight, because, like, the two times that the old drunk Indian dude clocked me, he clocked me really hard.
Ow!
So I already had, like, a partially dislocated jaw, and then Bolo kicked me, and his foot ended up wrapping around, and the toes, like, hit me in the side of the jaw that was fucked up, but it popped it back in. So Bolo...
Thanks.
Yeah, so Bolo kicking me in the face probably saved me a trip to the emergency room.
Probably.
Yes, for once, a kick in the face stopped someone from having to go to the hospital.
No offense, but if I were to see the Great Khali, I don't care. I'm running.
Yeah. And then
Khali is... the problem is, Khali's knees are really bad.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he's going to be wrestling too much more.
No. But it was great after, you know, he kicked me and they did the thing. They're all cheering. They're coming out, you know, Bolo and the other dude are coming out of the ring, you know, going ha 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 ha. And I'm like down on my hands and knees just... And I just grab Bolo by the neck. And I pick him up, and I run him into the mats at the back of the gym we were in, and he just knocked out, and I just kiss my fingers and place him on his forehead, just, bye-bye, bitch. And just walk back upstairs, and I came down like 20 minutes later, all in my civilian clothes, and I just went out and had a smoke. You know, just like, good night, you're done. He's laying there for like 10 minutes, he just took a break.
Oh, well, yeah.
He was apparently talking with our DJ the whole damn time. He's just, like, lying there, just like, you know, our DJ was like, yeah, he was just, like, lying on his back on the ground going, you know, this is surprisingly comfortable.
Would make a good wrestler. You've got a good build for it.
Yeah, but I've got a fucked up back, fucked up shoulder, fucked up knees.
Yeah.
Just from, you know,
you
being
see, you're
a
supposed
child.
To get that after.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
But see, you know, I'm the kind of kid who, there's a foot of snow on the ground. I'm going to jump off the roof I just shoveled off into the snow, and I'm going to land on my feet.
Ow.
And I didn't fall.
No.
There was a shockwave because I didn't recoil, because I was like 5 and didn't bend my knees.
Ow.
Yeah, and then when I was like 5 or 6, I was in first grade, me and a friend were horsing around, and he pushed me or I slipped or something, you know, as little boys do when they're horsing around. And there was a sprinkler head that hadn't gone all the way down.
Ow!
And the small of my back landed on it. That's why you always see me stretching to crack my back. That's actually putting my back into line.
That's similar to what happened to me when I was in, I think about fifth grade.
Mm-hmm.
I went to parochial school,
mm-hmm.
and they had this monster hill
mm-hmm.
that went and then emptied out to an embankment on a river. Well, this is Minnesota. River freezes.
Yep.
We went down on a toboggan, which is a flat sheet of plastic with two handles in it, which offers no help.
No help at all.
And I went down, and this was in February, so of course it was sheer by this time.
Oh, yeah.
Went down, no brakes.
Yep.
Kept going, ramped the embankment, and landed on my tailbone on a chunk of ice.
Ooh.
I've had chronic pain in my legs since
mm-hmm.
because, well, I mean, I was literally bawling for like 3 hours.
Oh, yeah.
I hurt.
Bad, right? Then a couple years ago, me and some friends got a piece of unused sewage pipe, about 6 foot long and, well, about 4 foot in diameter.
Right.
We took it to the middle school hill. One of us get in, and the other
God.
Went, push! And it was in the middle of winter, and, you know, people build jumps on that all the time, and you can't see them when you're at the top of the hill.
Right.
We saw one, so we moved, you know, off to the side.
Right.
And I veered to the left, so the person on the right pushed a little too hard, so I ended up veering to the left.
Right to it.
Right over the jump. Landed right on my back.
Ah.
And I just, like, crawl out of the tube. I'm okay! As I fall into the snow. Ow. I laid there for, like, 5 minutes just in the snow going, ow. Are you all right? Give me a sec. I'll come back up. I'm lying there. I lit up a cigarette. better.
Well, that was the thing. I had to have somebody literally walk me up the stairs.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, and then I couldn't sit because this was recess, so I had to sit for like 3 more hours.
Yeah.
Thank God, though, my mom was an accountant
mm-hmm.
there, so it's just, I mean, and I understand she couldn't drive me because the closest hospital was Mankato. It's like 25
mm-hmm.
miles away.
Yeah.
And in the winter in Minnesota,
you don't
drive
25 miles.
No, not if you don't have to. My dad had to because he worked there.
Mm-hmm.
But we live maybe 2 miles out of Madison Lake.
Mm-hmm.
But, oh, fuck.
Yeah. Then when I was in ninth grade, on Thanksgiving Day, I was playing some football with my buddies at the new junior high football field. You know, the nice, new, fresh one.
Mm-hmm.
And I got tackled on my left side.
Ow.
And my brain went, you've run 40 yards, tuck, and take the fall. My reflexes went, you're falling, stop yourself. And my left arm shot out right as I hit the ground. And just, it came back. It almost loosened the dude's jaw. Busted my collarbone. Just perfect split.
Oh.
I sat out for about 4 plays with a dead arm. My uncle, who was there, gave me a shot of Goldschlager. And let me tell you, that did more for the pain.
Oh, yeah.
Than 6 Vicodin.
Oh, yeah.
And then I'm just like, I'm better. I go back into the game, and I just look at the dude who's playing quarterback for us, and I just look at him, just lateral. Just lateral me the ball, I will catch it with my working arm, and I will run that bitch in for a touchdown. And I did, with a busted collarbone, and my arm is just flapping. Because I couldn't move it at all.
Yeah.
And then the day before, I was supposed to get the figure eight brace that they give you off. I didn't wear it because it's the day before I'm supposed to have it off. It's good. I sat down in my geometry class. And there was a sit pop. And I just yelled, fuck! My teacher's just, what the, what? You know, you need to go to the office. I'm like, no, fuck you. I'm going home. My collarbone just broke again. Called home. Hey, Mom. My collarbone broke again. What? What'd you do? I sat down in geometry. I'll come get you and take you to the hospital. Okay. It broke further by me sitting down than it did from the tackle.
The hell?
By about 2 millimeters.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. And now there's a tendon that's all healed tight, like, here. You're right here.
Hey.
That's the good one. You're right there.
Dear God. Mm-hmm.
Have you ever seen somebody have to yank on my arm real hard? That's to unknot that tendon so I can move my head past here and my arm past here.
Jesus, boy, are you going to live to see your 30th birthday at this rate?
Yes, I will, because I've gotten a lot smarter in the past 7 years. Well,
I hope so.
Maybe not a lot smarter, a lot more common sense, and I know how to control my reflexes better.
Well, I hope. Jesus.
Yeah.
I think I have nothing left.
Yeah, pretty much.
I'm not even going to bother to do any other news. This will just be titled War Stories.
Oh, God, I've got some greatest stories. Like the time me and my buddies made a car explode. We were out in Ellensburg.
Oh, boy.
And we went to our friend's house, and there was an old car, you know, mm-hmm. rusted piece of shit in their lawn, in his parents' lawn. And he was like, hey, you know, hey, Dad, can we shoot at the car? Yeah, sure, I don't give a shit. I use it for shooting practice, too. Okay. You know, took out a 30-06, a couple of 22s. You know, we're just taking pot shots at it.
Right.
And, you know, it's in a complete dirt field, you know, no grass, no trees, anything. And we're like, hey, John.
Yeah?
You're an archery club, right?
Yeah.
Got your bow? Yeah, just a sec. Goes to his trunk, grabs his bow, like, what do you want this? I grab another shirt out of my backpack, you know, just an old rag that I was going to wear for what the hell we were going to do. I'm just... Who's got some gas? We're going to make flaming arrows and just fire them at the car. You know, yeah. We had a, you know, fire extinguisher in the car, too.
Well, and that's more for show, because unless you hit it right, it's not going to do anything.
Exactly. But, you know, just in case, we had, you know, dude had a fire extinguisher in his car.
Right.
You know, one of those Boy Scout always be prepared with fucking everything. You know, a parka in the summer in case it gets cold.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, kind of like my dad. But, he's like, alright, we made the arrows and boing. And then slow motion happened. And whenever slow motion happens in real life, something is going to go horribly, horribly wrong.
Oh, yes.
And I'm looking at the arrow and I'm calculating the arc just in my head. You know, just simple, basic calculations. And I look over the car, and there's no cover or cap on the gas tank.
Shit.
And I'm like, Mark, that gas tank's empty, right? I have no idea.
Uh-oh.
Right in. Boom!
It caught the fumes.
It caught the fumes and blew up the car.
Oh, shit.
Now, 15 seconds later, 8 cop cars show up, going... You know, we just saw a bomb or whatever. We're like, no. His parents' property, shooting. And, you know, as absolutely quick as we can, John opened up his trunk and tossed the bow and my, you know, shirt in. You know, the arrow that we fired is gone.
Oh, yeah, it got vaporized.
Yeah. So we're like, we were just shooting at the car. It's on his parents' property. We don't know why it did this. We weren't aiming for the gas tank at all. We weren't aiming for anywhere near a gas line. We were like, taking shots at the door.
And you didn't know that that's where it was going to go, so...
Yeah, we didn't... You know, we weren't aiming for the gas line.
And even if you shoot it...
Yeah, it's not
that's going not going to do anything, because it won't spark.
Yeah, unless it's a tracer round. Right. Those are illegal.
Yeah,
for
you
civilians
can't...
civilians to have.
You can't set something off by shooting at it. You need to... have something that'll combust it.
Yeah, you need, like, a tracer round.
Right.
But a flaming arrow...
will do the trick in a jiff.
Will do the trick.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. And they're like, well, you know, common sense, blah, blah, blah. We're like, we're sorry. Bye! We just all got the hell out of there. Yeah, we never went back to Mark's parents' place to fire the shoot at the car ever again.
Well, there wasn't much car left.
No, there wasn't. There was about a front half.
The entire back half's vaporized.
Minus 2 pistons.
Oh, man. Oh, somebody came in or did something. Maybe. Best way. Yeah.
Nice.
Hey, Stevie.
Hey.
Don't know who you are. I've never seen you before.
But yeah, there's some interesting stories from Ellensburg. Like how I got into all the bars in town when I was 19.
How'd you manage that?
I just followed my buddies who were regulars. The only bar I did get kicked out of one. It was the last one we went to. And it was only because the bartender literally ran into me. It was a busy night, and he was trying to weave his way around people, and he bumped into me, didn't see me. He's like, oh, hey, you're not a regular. I'm going to need to see your ID. And I gave him this whole spiel about how I'm 23. You know my buddies. They can vouch for me, but I refuse to carry government ID, which is bullshit because I have, like, 6 forms of government ID sitting in my wallet right now. And he's like, I want to let you stay, but I got to see your ID. I'm like, hey, sorry. You know, I'll leave. Oh, okay. I just walked out. He never checked my ID. He never knew I was 19.
And you are fucking lucky.
And that was the same night that his teeth broke a mirror by swinging at me. Me and this gal...
Missed, apparently.
Yeah. Me and this gal were, kind of warming up to each other. It was her 19th birthday, and she got in with all of us, too. And she even got to stay in the last bar, because the bartender didn't run into her.
Lucky bitch.
No. I don't even remember where it started with an A, but I don't remember it off the top of my head. But there was another dude there, and, you know, we were all pretty good friends. Apparently, dude has had a massive crush on her forever.
Oh.
But they've known each other since they were kids. So she, you know, has explained to him, apparently, time and time again, that, you know, she sees him as a brother.
Yeah. After a while, you do.
Yeah. Like, I have a lot of friends who I see as, you know, my brothers and sisters. You know, they're all... That's how they are to me. And he, you know, we were warming up to each other. We were in one of the bars. And he's sitting right across from us. And he seems perfectly calm up until this time.
Right.
And he just lets go with this massive swing. Just this fucking massive right. And I just push her down. I duck down, and he just shatters the mirror behind me. I mean, just like it turned from glass back into sand. And we're just like, oh, we're leaving.
Yeah, good idea.
And we got out, and oh man, bartender was so pissed at him. He handed him the bill like 2 weeks later. $3,000.
Oh yeah.
Oh, dude. Uh-oh.
That's why you don't do that.
Yeah, I'm the innocent dude here. I had no idea.
No.
At the next bar we went to, I'm, you know, over picking out songs for karaoke, and a couple of my buddies come and just like, hey, you know, we don't care, but we kind of want to keep, you know, the harmony of the group together. We don't want any of this shit. And I'm like, hey, I didn't know. I'm sorry. So then we would only... make out or whatever when we were out of his sight.
Right.
But I just, oh, hey, you're a cute girl. Oh, yeah, it's my birthday. Really? How old are you? 19. You know, it was just past my 19th birthday. I'm like, oh, hey, cool. She's like, so you want to give me my birthday spankings? And that's how it started.
Yeah, that's usually a warning sign, but...
And, well, I was going to end up getting laid that night if it wasn't for that dude. But that's how it started, and just... All right, then. It just went on like that, you know, until like 1 in the morning on a Wednesday. Yes, we were all going to the bars at 1 in the morning on a Wednesday, and I had class at 8 in the morning on Thursday.
Oh, no thank you. I'm still fucked up because I didn't get back from improv Friday until almost 1 in the morning.
Yes.
Because of the cast party and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I literally left when everybody did.
Mm-hmm.
It's like me, Cynthia, Milo, and Lauren were the last ones.
Jeez.
It's like, oh, and I can't get to sleep
now.
Man,
holy bone, Lauren. You know, heartbeat.
She's very pretty, yeah.
Did you know she's like 30?
No, I can see it, though.
Yeah, she's 30.
Mm-hmm.
I would do dirty, dirty, naughty things to her.
I think most people would if they had half a brain.
I would do things you don't even see in porn. They're so fucked up. I'm kidding.
I was going to say, now being the gutter-minded that I am, I'm having to go through my list of things that I've seen. I'm like, okay, we're going to get pretty extreme with this one.
No, I'm kidding.
I've got like 12 or 14 years worth of porn I have to sort through. So.
Yeah, so do I.
Okay, on that note, zero punctuation coming up with Shadow of the Colossus. I don't have Uncle Jay because Firefox updated and fucked up Real Player's Flash download again.
Oh, great.
So I have to go through Internet Explorer, and I just don't like doing that.
Yeah,
so.
Anyway, IE 9 beta is coming out.
Yeah, I'm still on 7 because that's the only one that I know works. I hide 8. I don't want anything to do with 8.
I don't even use. I've never even used IE 7. I just every time I get a new computer, Firefox.
Mhm. Firefox is good. I use it for just about everything.
Yeah.
I just can't download Flash with it now.
Oh, I have no problem.
Yeah, you probably use something. I've tried,
no.
But
no. Huh. I just have pretty much straight Firefox.
Well, yeah. But I mean going on YouTube and clicking and downloading the Flash files from it.
Yeah.
How do you do that?
Yeah.
Well, duh.
That's all I haven't had a problem. How new is your laptop?
About a year.
Okay, mine's like 3 years.
Bastard. Yeah,
so
of course.
It could just be that I have a newer ass laptop.
Probably. Anyway, Shadow of the Colossus, and then we'll be back with something.
Ooh, Yahtzee moos the farmyard cattle. We'd love to hear your opinion on StarCraft 2. Alright then, you passive-aggressive future casseroles. In my considered opinion, StarCraft 2 can suck on a space tailpipe. I'm taking a holiday in my No StarCraft 2 clubhouse, and you're all invited to come up the rope ladder and join me. I've got nothing against real-time strategy, except that everyone who plays them is obviously a massive coward, content to order soldiers to their deaths in fiery shootouts that are all taking place on the far end of a space telescope, and therefore so is every country that likes StarCraft. That's right, Korea, I'm calling you out, but I had enough trouble commanding a Cub Scout troop, so strategy is a genre I've just never gotten into. Sadly, it's August, and the release schedule has settled into its annual tonguing the bottom of an empty KFC bargain bucket for nourishment phase, so fuck it, I'm just gonna clamp my hands over my ears and talk about a game I really like. It seems like all my favourite games were on the PS2, but before that ugly black VCR starts getting too smug, the PS2 just had a massive game library because it had a good third-party support, and for every Killer 7 and Silent Hill 2, there were 50 Red Factions and Onimushas and Silent Hill 4s. But if any company embodied the PS2 at its peak, it would be Team Ico. Their first game, narcissistically titled Ico, was a game that sounds fucking awful on paper, a platform puzzler that's been protecting a princess who can't fight, jump, or walk and chew gum at the same time from continually respawning monsters apparently made from Vegemite, but it's tolerable because there's this very clear sense that the princess is part of something far bigger than is immediately apparent, and more importantly, keeps her mouth shut. Am I right, fellas? It's just a bit more sophisticated than the usual approach to romance in games, which is to say, here is your woman, you love her because A, we say you do, B, she's the only thing in this plot with an X chromosome, and C, she's built like two shrink-wrapped bowling balls arguing over a sandwich. Now, in Shadow of the Colossus, the love interest spends the majority of the game flat on her back. Seems Team Ico have a rather traditional view of gender roles. Suppose we shall be grateful she wasn't wearing gingham and cooking as pancakes. But actually, her role is to just lie there driving the plot. You are a hot young stud who has brought his questionably alive lady friend to a forbidden land in order to request that an imprisoned demon bring her back to life, because these arrangements always work out beautifully for all concerned. The demon's terms are that you search the forbidden land for 16 giant monsters and kill each and every one with a sword that by rights they would barely register as a splinter, and if you should happen to notice a mysterious black poison being released with each victory that slowly corrupts your body, then don't worry, that just means it's working. Or you could always just let it go, dig her a nice grave and look into online dating, but no, giant monster black poison it is. This is what they call true love, apparently, something I've always felt is virtually indistinguishable from brain damage. Shadow of the Colossus is usually filed under action-adventure, like everything else that's hard to classify, but really, it defies genre. The gameplay is divided between adventuring alone through the silent wilderness and the 16 tussles with monsters so large you could hollow out their carcasses and repurpose them as low-income housing. In the former, everything's peaceful and contemplative, with no combat and no puzzling, besides navigating the occasional mountain that sits obliviously between you and your destination like a fat guy in a cinema, and in the latter, everything's noisy and intense, like you're playing Hungry Hungry Hippos backstage at a Dragon Force gig. It creates an effective contrast, like riding a bike down a long and peaceful country road, and every other 100 yards the bike turns into a bear. Contrast is important. You quickly get sick of ice cream cake when it's the only thing you eat, and action games lose effectiveness when they're just a steady stream of nasties lining up for sucker punches. That's why Half-Life starts off with half an hour of listening to scientists complaining about the coffee before any monsters show up for a manicino. The monster fights themselves are equal parts boss fight and puzzle platforming section, each of them utterly unique in their own ways, but generally the first phase is to get onto their bodies, and the second is to climb up their armpits hair to their weak spot and administer acupuncture while they try to shake you off like new age dandruff. Leaping off a speeding horse onto a giant low-flying snake thing and hauling yourself up to its face to stab it in the eye is a gameplay experience that clicking your space marines over to the Zerg stronghold can't really hope to match, and a dwindling grip gauge showing how much longer you can cling to the monster's thrashing beard adds another basting of adrenaline. What I love about the Colossi is that they actually feel colossal. They move ponderously around, sending out tremors with each step, their ancient husks richly detailed with dirt and plant life. They really do feel like something that has been sleeping in the ground for so long they've almost become part of the landscape, now rudely awoken and sleepily pawing at you like you're an unusually aggressive snooze button. You want to keep playing just to see what the next monster looks like, which few other games can claim. Ooh, maybe the next enemy soldier will be wearing a slightly differently brown uniform. Oh shit! But as I keep saying, I've yet to play a perfect game, which would probably be a Prince of Persia sequel where the main character is a giant disembodied breast. So Shadow of the Colossus has its gripes. One or two of the Colossi phone it in a bit, especially the ones that are only about the size of a bull, which is disappointing when held against flying, snaky, speeding, horsey, leapy, stabby wahey, like a big gift box containing 5,000 packing peanuts and a Kinder Surprise. And it can get very frustrating to fall off a monster's bald spot because your grip gauge ran out and have to start climbing all over again, the final boss being a particular hedgehog in my prostate for this reason. You can increase your grip gauge by shooting arrows into lizards in the overworld, which strikes me as incredible. Arbitrary, like swatting a fly at work and inexplicably getting better at photocopying. But these are the complaints of a tiny irrelevant mouse clinging to the back of a roaring lion with a jetpack. There's nothing else like it, and it's just damn good. Damn good.
We are back, and we were, you know what, it's a good thing we have breaks. Of course, it'd be even better if we used them for something other than talking.
Yeah.
We haven't shut up since we started this. We came in about
halfway through Fox's story. Which one, dude?
Yeah, we've been doing, most of the last segment was nothing but us talking.
Yeah, I've had like four.
Catch up with the times, Chaos.
Yeah, and now you're going to hear the story about the evil volcano.
Go ahead, go for it.
Right. So me and my buddies were in a D&D campaign. Well, I was in the DM. And they were about 22nd level, you know, epic. And we've been playing since level 5. And the layer of, the layer of the, who they thought was the big bad boss, was actually inside of the big bad boss. The big bad boss was a living volcano.
Just what you find on every street corner, it seems, sometimes.
Exactly.
Yes.
And, they were like, shit, how are we gonna, you know, take him out? And then, they had a very, very creative idea. Because, you know, he's a volcano, he needs his, you know, magma moving and everything like that to stay alive. Our druid would cast an epic spell called Hurricane. They made a Category 5 Hurricane right on the volcano. And then, our sorcerer and wizard teamed up and had a spell that they made themselves. They researched and made themselves, and it took both of them to cast. And it was called Water to Ice.
Oh.
And they turned it into a freezing icicle storm and got the druid to use all of his powers, along with all of their leaves and all their spell slots for the day, like all their remaining slots, and compressed the hurricane into the size of the opening in the volcano.
Oh, that's not gonna end well.
And rained down ice and everything. And the ice was so cold that it actually got kind of far into the backdrop. And then turned to water, turned to rock, and plugged it up. About from the top to like, I think I said like 85 down.
Oh!
So yeah, they killed it. They killed it good.
Yeah. On the music. That's the problem.
Okay.
But yeah.
And that's just one of my myriad of D&D stories. And I am not going to deep throat the mic, Chaos.
Oh, he ends up doing that sometimes.
You can go suck a nut.
We already, didn't we already establish you wouldn't do that anyway? When we were talking about two?
Eh, give him enough tequila, and he just might.
How far in debt will we have to go with this?
Oh, quite.
Yeah. some other time. That'll be something else we do when we win the lottery.
Chaos, when we win the lottery, we're going to get your ass a gallon of Monarch. And you're going to drink it.
You want to get him drunk, not kill him. Wow.
Have you ever seen how much that guy can drink?
I can actually guess.
All right, my record that I had tallied was about half a bottle of whiskey, a few shots of tequila, a bottle of mead, 8 beers, and a few rum and cokes. And Chaos outdrank me.
Oy.
And we both still remembered the night.
I'm not sure I'd want to.
There wasn't anything bad that happened except me ripping off my kilt and yelling freedom.
Ah, that's that night.
Yep.
Okay.
That's the New Year's party night. That's why I'm not allowed to have tequila and beer in the same night ever again.
Okay. We need to do Bozo Criminal and Thought of the Day and all that happy shit.
Yes,
so.
Yes we do.
This is... this one's good. I read this earlier.
Oh, yeah, so did I.
This has been a very hot summer, and we have to think that perhaps the heat is the reason for our bozo for today's actions. From the international file, which... I don't know, there's something about when those two words come up, it just makes it better.
International file?
Yes.
Yeah. Kind of sounds like the X-Files, except...
the bozo file, the B-Files.
Except with less David Duchovny awkward.
That, and it's proof that the idiots just aren't here.
Yeah.
Of course, they're still in North America most of the time. So.
Yeah, yeah.
In Hamilton, Ontario, Canada, comes the story of Bozo Charles Olson, who went for a ride on his motorcycle. The problem was that he failed to get dressed for the trip. Literally. He was wearing a t-shirt and nothing else. Needless to say... his lack of clothing attracted quite a bit of attention, including that of a police officer. Hopefully he was given a pair of pants before taken to jail.
Yep, I read about that on FARC.
It must have been fucking hot.
In Canada.
I mean, if it's like 100 or so degrees, you know what, I'll give the guy a pass.
Yeah.
Because
that's hot. And
you're on a motorcycle. You don't have any air conditioning or any protection from it.
Yeah. And if it wouldn't blind people for me to do it, I'd probably walk around naked right now outside in the heat. Cause
no, it's not that hot.
Bullshit. Dude,
it's only 90, well, it's, what is it, 98?
Yeah, that's 98.
Okay, yeah, oh, well, 90, 95.
Dude.
96.
85 is too hot for me. I'm a dude who likes single digits. I once, when I had my long hair when I was over at Central... it was about 15 minutes after I got out of the shower. I stepped outside in boots, my kilt, and a t-shirt. Went, my kneecaps are cold. And I walked the 10-minute walk to class. In that time, my ponytail had frozen to the back of my shirt, because it was still a little damp, and I didn't notice.
You and Cody are like that.
We're good in cold.
See, I'm not. I'm bitching about the air conditioning in here.
And... me and Cody are two of the few people I've ever seen break a sweat in the dead of winter.
Yeah, that takes some doing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thought of the day. Where's that? That's here.
Well, let me think about it. If, as an apparently non-corporeal universal concept, I can think.
Charles Dickens. At least it's somebody I know.
Huh.
Reflect on your present blessings, of which every man has many. Not on your past misfortunes, of which all men have some. Which, yeah. Think ahead instead of behind, basically.
Yeah,
good idea, though.
That's a good one.
Yeah. We have some good ones in there every now and then. Okay.
Every once in a while you have something like people who live in glass houses should always wear pants.
That's a good one, too. I had not heard that one.
I got that from All That, you know, the kids' ripoff of Saturday Night Live that was on Nickelodeon, you know, 15 years ago.
Oh, God.
And I still remember who the anchor for the fake news was who did it. Her name was Lori Beth Denver.
Hmm.
Have you ever seen the movie Dodgeball?
Yes.
When the dude, when Justin Long is doing the cheer tryouts or whatever, and that fat chick he has to throw, that's Lori Beth Denver.
Aha!
She's about 40 in that movie, and she still looks like... oh, she's like 12 to 15.
Right.
Yeah, Cody. Boxers and flip-flops dead of winter. Yep.
Oh, yeah. I remember working Farndale with him. It's like, what the fuck, dude?
Mm-hmm. It's like, how are you doing this? Yeah. Yeah. Farndale was fun.
Farndale was fun. I just wish that it wouldn't have been eaten.
Yeah.
That sucked. Because, of course, it got eaten on the night that the bed fell down.
I think I missed that night.
Christina was doing her little having to jump up.
Mm-hmm.
She would hold on to the hole for her head, and something moved, and when she went up, it tipped, and she let go, and it was just like... And of course, being Christina, she's like, oh, bother, I did it again.
Oh, I think I was there for that. I was also there for the rehearsal when the tree almost fell on Nicole.
Yes, and we were waiting for it the entire run.
Apparently Mike fixed it.
Damn.
So that it wouldn't do that again.
Why didn't he fix the fucking bed? The moment we saw rehearsals, when she'd do that, the thing would start wobbling. Everybody knew it was going to fall.
Yeah, that was...
That thing was dangerous.
God, I can't even remember how many times I kicked TJ in the nuts at that show.
Why?
Because we don't like that guy.
Which one?
TJ, the geeky TJ, not Mike's wife.
Oh,
dude, TJ who's on stage crew.
He's coming back from school. I think he said he's going down to California for school or something.
Oh God!
And he's coming.
Washington. Oh no, he's back.
He's coming back. He ain't staying.
Good. Yeah. Me, Chaos, Ivy, Mikey. No, Heaven didn't get in on it.
Not in the Christmas tree incident.
Yep.
Yes.
But yeah, we every chance we got, we hit that kid in the nuts.
Well, Ivy.
Hey, Solomon.
Hey, Dad. I thought you were going to a doctor's appointment. He had his annual physical today.
Is that your dad?
Yeah,
that's cool.
My dad.
Very
I don't
cool.
know why he does that, Solomon 2001. That's like his name. It's like,
yeah,
okay.
It works.
I think it's because he signed up for whatever it was in 2001, so it's first and last name.
Probably.
So, but it's easy to remember.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, it's
my sister's, like, Lada 93. I don't get that one at all.
Dude, my dad is Dog Lips 46.
Dog Lips?
It was apparently an in-joke from when he worked up at Mission Ridge.
I have no idea.
I'm not going to ask.
No, there are some things that are best left unknown.
And the 46, because, he was born in 1946.
Yeah, see, that I can see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. My grandpa got home from World War II. In October of 1945.
Well, we know what he did that night, don't we?
Yep. And up until my grandma's funeral, I knew nothing about her. Apparently, my grandma was fluent in, like, 6 languages.
Awesome.
Yeah, like, when they moved over to, when they had to move to Japan, she loved the language so much that she just studied and became fluent in German, then Spanish, like, proper Spanish. Then
right.
Another couple of languages. Just picked them up. I can speak them.
God, must be nice.
Yeah, I had no idea my grandma was, such a linguist.
I would love to learn another language. One of the problems I have with my disability is I have a very bad memory.
Mm-hmm.
I have, last it was recorded, mm-hmm. I have a mental seizure every 10 seconds.
Ooh.
So you can imagine how well...
You would lose your
Oh, my dad can chug them with the best of them.
Okay, there's 4 guys I want to get together and have a drink off. Me, Chaos, your dad now, and my buddy Dylan, who we affectionately call Kane, because I don't know why. He apparently came home from the military and said, my name is Kane now.
Oh, it's a video game thing.
I don't think he was ever big into Command and Conquer.
Well, it could just be... Oh, he is. One of the best jokes he told me when he was... I think when he was in college. He was 6'4". And he was very good at handling alcohol. Well, somebody gave him shots. And within the second or third shot, he was tipsy. Everclear.
Oh, yeah, that'll do it. All right.
It's like,
speaking of jokes, I have a horrible joke. Like, this gets filed in the I'm going to hell for telling this joke.
We're on Reap Soul Radio. There's nothing you can say that hasn't... Reap has the west corner of hell reserved.
Okay.
Okay, so we'll just file it in the cabinet when we get there.
Okay. So, little Billy.
Oh, God.
Little Billy.
Anytime it's little something, you know it's good.
Mm-hmm. All right, so little Billy loves firemen. You know, he has the little plastic fireman hat, the little plastic, you know, the little fireman costume, you know, the little red wagon that looks like a fire truck, everything. He loves firemen. Well, there's a fire across the street from his house. And he's like, Mommy, Mommy, can I go out and watch? You know, watch the firemen put out the fire. He's like, oh, yeah, sure. He goes, you know, he goes outside all in his little fireman gear, watching it and everything. The firemen come over, they get a couple of pictures with him, you know. He loves firemen. Then his mother's taking him back in the house because it's nap time. And he's like, Mommy, when I grow up, I want to be a fireman. She goes, oh, little Billy, you're not going to grow up. You have leukemia.
Oh, well, sucks to be him, doesn't it?
And I'm going to hell for that joke.
Oh, I bet, yeah. There's a...
Murder you. I will murder you. You do not put that on the damn internet.
Well, didn't we talk about that on the other show?
Yes.
Okay.
Briefly.
Okay, so that we don't have to revisit this, go to finiteexposure.podomatic.com, and it's, I think he labeled it episode 4? Oh no, he got. It said that pasta is in it, so go ahead and. It's actually a very fun show, and I think that was like 4 hours.
Yeah, it was.
We need to get you out. Well, we can't do it this week because we have board meetings, so we'll be having it here. But when we go out to the, if we can find a way, when we go out to his place, because we did the last one at his place, and that was really fun. We need to get you out there because we can talk a lot louder there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we had to talk a lot louder. We had a fucking water truck that went by us 7 times.
Oh, shit.
It's like...
And you could probably do it upstairs and all in private.
No, we did it right on the lawn.
Oh, cool.
He set up a couple of sawhorses, laid a plank of wood down, and we set up our computers there.
Nice, nice. If you don't do it on a Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday, I'm good. Because I work at 11 those nights. Bus on a truck. Yes.
Bus on a truck?
Okay, so the whole one knuckle deep thing... You've all heard the story.
Well, everybody who needs to has heard it.
Yes. Me and Chaos night, we're talking about...
See, now we've got my dad going, aren't you?
Great. Yes, yes, I'm glad. We eventually decided that One Knuckle Deep would be a great name for a band, and that our first single would be called One Knuckle Deep. And then... A couple, 3 months after we started really making that joke about how it would be a great band,
right.
We saw a semi-truck with a school bus on its trailer. And we just went, bus on a truck. Chaos just said, bus on a truck. I'm like, that's One Knuckle Deep's second song. Bus on a truck. I don't remember what the name of the third song we
said. Oh, he'll think of it, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, he'll know, but I don't... Oh, hell, what was it? Yeah, there was One Knuckle Deep. Spoke One Knuckle Deep! You know, something like the Bee Gees. There was Bus on a Truck, and I can't remember. Oh, no, now I know what the fourth song is. It's going to be called Inflatable Love Doll. Thank you, Solman01. The fourth song will be called Inflatable Love Doll. I look over at the screen, I see the words Inflatable Love Doll. So.
Yeah, we've got my dad going now. He said, we plan to ship a box containing the dead bodies to you this week. So I said, okay, I'll keep an eye out, just remember to insulate it well. Actually, it contains an inflatable love doll. So I just put it, I'll be lucky with if it doesn't play with how things are shipped.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, Chaos, that's our fourth song.
Yep,
Inflatable Love Doll.
You've got an EP going there.
Yeah, we do.
You only need like 4 or 5 songs.
For an EP, yeah.
For an EP.
We'll try to get a full LP.
Well, how that can... That
depends. About 8 to 12.
Yeah.
But yeah, we'll try to get a full LP.
You know, I'm really wondering now what that love doll could be, since it's coming from Minnesota.
It's Antonio Banderas.
That would be a pretty damn good-looking love doll, I think.
It's an inflatable Antonio Banderas love doll.
I'm not going to get any use out of it, but I'll give it to Angela. There you go.
There you go.
She likes Antonio Banderas is hot.
Okay. So speaking of the disturbing things we've seen on TV and or the internet.
Oh, God. when did we go down this path now? I'm afraid to ask.
I made the path. Yep. I just took a right.
Onward, good soldier.
I just took a right into the woods. So I was up at about 3 last night, just looking through channels because I couldn't do it as usual. And I came on to... Oh, Pretty Puppy and Two Dudes, that was the third song.
Oh, God.
There's another... Oh, no, that's number 5. But we'll tell you that story later. Anyway, so I'm just looking
through
channels.
This is going to take a while.
And I come upon Shop Erotic. It's a phone line. They sell sex toys.
Oh, okay.
And I saw what they called the Lover's Kit. It's like, okay, that's kind of nifty. You know, just hearing the name, the Lover's Kit. You know, it's things. First off was oral sex mints. It apparently destroys your gag reflex.
Huh.
So that, yeah.
Okay.
Plumping cream for the man.
Huh.
Vaginal tightening cream. For her.
Ow.
Ass numbing cream, or as they called it, backdoor desensitizer. Yes.
That's a good one.
That'll be number 6, backdoor desensitizer.
Oh, that why hasn't somebody used that title yet?
I don't know.
That's just begging for it.
Yes, it is. So, you have plumping cream, tightening cream, ass number. Which I'm really hoping is more of just a general anesthetic.
I hope so.
That way, like, if you got a cut, you can just, like, pour the ass desensitizer on your arm and be fine.
And then do the ECW thing, just wrap it up with duct tape.
And exactly. And then a universal love toy. It was an all-black vibrating dildo. And that was the couple's kit.
I'm sorry, plumping cream and tightening cream should never be used at the same time.
The words plumping cream should never be used,
no,
ever.
No, that's true, but you should not use those two things in concert. Somebody will get hurt.
I think that's the point.
Well, then they...
That's the universal love toy.
Should be the universal torture kit, then.
No.
God, that doesn't even sound good.
That's the Barney song on a 48-hour loop. I love you.
I think you'd get desensitized to that after a while.
Not if you're forced to listen to it. Oh, and just for you, Chaos, this is the song that never ends. It goes on and on, my friend. There you go.
I think Dad's on something. I think they gave him
like
some
good... I'd like to be on it.
I think they gave him some good drugs at some point.
Oh,
I wish he'd share.
Yeah.
Put that in the box.
I was also watching Talk Soup, and actually this...
Talk Soup's pretty good. I see that every now and then.
And it actually just gave me the name for the 7th song.
Oh, boy.
Because they were talking about some show, and this dude had a Slurpee, and he was talking like he was just high on Valium.
God, why do they keep sending me that?
He just sounded like he was just wasted on Valium. And that's what the host said. He's like, Slurpee's made of Valium. So, Slurpee made of Valium.
Ooh.
That'll be the 7th song.
You'd sell a lot of those.
And now we almost have an LP.
Yeah, we do.
On Knuckle Beat.
We just need about one or two more songs.
Yeah, and
we got an
full
LP.
And we just gotta write on that middle.
Oh,
ha ha, Widow Matt. Ha ha ha.
No, that's Matt's. There are two Matts in here.
Oh, I don't know that.
I don't think you've met.
No,
he helps. He helped with the set design and the painting and stuff like that for Farndale.
Oh, no, I have not met him.
And Sherlock Holmes, he did some of the... He and I painted the mountain, and then painted the jail bars and stuff.
Cool.
Did not know that.
Burning pasta. I already am. It's Wenatchee, dude.
Hey, Reeve, I think if you move to West Wenatchee, you'll find that section of hell that you reserved.
Oh, yeah.
I think there is a West Wenatchee, too, now that I think about it. There's South Wenatchee.
But it's not a different town. It's just what...
No, I mean a section.
Yeah, West Wenatchee is, like, the rich-ass area. It's like, if you've ever watched the show The Oblongs...
Okay, so it isn't
it's
hell.
It's like Hill Valley.
It isn't hell, it's the people who, Gregorian Chant, I've got a good one.
Cool. But yeah, this town's like Hill Valley.
I could play Go De Te.
Oh, God. Yeah, yes. This town's like Hill Valley.
I played it for him.
This town's like Hill Valley from The Oblongs. People up on the top?
Right.
Rich as shit.
Okay, so it isn't the section of hell, it's the people who sold their soul to the devil. Okay, well, tomato, tomato.
Yeah, no, the section of hell that would be West Wenatchee, I'm putting this in quotes that you can totally see over the internet.
I do that all the time.
Yeah. It's known as Monitor.
Heard of it.
Tom, where Tom, Dick, and Harry's is. On the way up to Kashmir.
I've never been to Kashmir.
Okay. They have a really good bakery up there. But, if you take Sunset Highway out to Odabashjan Bridge, you know, the North End Bridge.
Right, where Walmart is?
Yeah. Well,
right.
Past Walmart. And you just keep going on the highway and you don't turn into town.
Right.
In, like, 5 minutes you'll hit Monitor.
Oh, okay,
and,
yeah.
And that's a little piece, that's a little slice of hell right there.
Okay, I go down that way sometimes.
Yeah.
Go over to the bank and when I go over to Charter.
Yeah. And, actually, speaking of that, there's, you know, a town called Hell, Michigan.
Yes.
And on, June 6th of 2006... So 6606.
Right.
They were actually selling one square inch plots of land for $6.66, so you could own your own little piece of hell.
Oh, man, I wish I would have known that.
I wish I had been 18 at the time.
Oh, you said, yeah, Dad.
Ooh, that's a good one. That is a good one, Rendell's dad.
Why, what does it say? See, when Dad went to school, he went to a Catholic school, but this was when they had the Latin Mass.
Mm-hmm.
So he knows he had to learn Latin.
Yep.
So yeah, every now and
I don't know what those words mean.
I don't. Well, you put them in. What does it mean?
I don't know.
Because that's one thing, honestly, I would like to.
To learn.
I would like to learn Latin.
Mm-hmm. Another good language of choice actually is Spanish. Like proper Spain Spanish, but that's only because you have, you know, Spanish, and you can transmute that into Mexican, which is
similarities.
Yeah, and actually Italian. If you can speak it slow, if you can just slow yourself down to speak it, you can pretty much speak Italian. They're pretty almost exactly the same.
Yeah, well, they're from that same area.
I mean, even there's it's just like a slight pronunciation. And, like, I think it's something like 100 words, which is nothing.
Right.
Something like 100 words that are just completely different. But other than that, they're basically the same damn language.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd like to learn German because that's what my main heritage is.
Oh, yeah.
Is German.
You know, there's a phrase in German, I don't remember what it's called, but it's person who needs a punch in the face.
I know a few people like that.
Yeah, it's on Cracked. It's like the five greatest foreign phrases that America needs. One of them, like, you know how whenever you have like a good comeback or some really funny storytell that would just be perfect to say right there, but you can never think of it until the person or you is like walking up the staircase to go away.
Right.
The French actually have a phrase for that. It's called l'esprit d'escalier. The wit of the staircase.
Yes.
Because it always happens right as one of you is walking up the stairs.
Right. I've heard of the spirit of the staircase.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard of that.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for Dad to translate what you just said.
Yeah. There's a phrase in Thai that basically means how to not become a person who needs a fist in the face. It's like the top five or top seven, something like that.
Yeah.
But they're just hilarious.
But yeah. Yeah, there is only one Wenatchee. Actually, there's several. If you look up Wenatchee, there's several towns with that name.
What you talking about, Olin?
No, seriously. I tried looking it up once, and there's a few Wenatchees. I don't know if I'll be lucky and do it, but I swear there's at least one more.
This is where the Wenatchee Indians were. There shouldn't be another.
see if that'll bring up a list. I know there is some, because I found it one time.
Really?
Yeah, there's other Wenatchee cities. I just can't remember how to find them.
Huh.
There's at least one other I know.
This and, you know, Wenatchee, East Wenatchee are the only two that I know. Well, then, of course, there's a town in Washington called Hump Tulips. It's the name of an Indian tribe. And there really is a Bumfuck Egypt.
Yes.
Bumfuk, I believe. Doesn't mean the same thing at all.
Yeah.
There's a, I believe there's a Condom Canada or Condom France. I don't remember. Timbuktu really is a place.
Yes.
Yeah, it's in Algeria.
Abu Dhabi, of course, from Garfield.
Yeah, Abu Dhabi.
The United Arab
Emirates, yeah.
Emirates. I actually saw a thing while I was over in Minnesota.
What is this link, Chaos?
It's YMTD, so it's a sound file. Waiting for your dumb computer. Well, now I'm waiting for the dumb website because it's loaded. Now this link validator shit. Maybe that'll do it.
Nope.
No. Cody, are you fucking with us? Because this thing doesn't do anything. It just sits there.
There's a website that you should check out called www.
Oh, it does that when you click a link.
Oh. .www. No. There's no dot before the word dot.
Okay, www. Okay.
www.www.com. No.
Oh.
Erase the second. Com. C-O-M. .com.
I think I've seen this.
Yeah. The end of the internet.
Yes.
The very last page of the internet. We hope you have enjoyed your browsing. Now turn off your computer and go outside.
Yes, this is getting pasted into the room because this is an awesome site.
Mm-hmm.
Cody told me about that one.
I think I probably...
Or no, yeah, I think we mentioned it the last show we did. We mentioned that.
Yeah, www.www.com.com. The last page of the internet. Hope you've enjoyed your browsing.
I wonder who owns that. I mean, that's got to be all that's...
I want to meet them and shake their hand.
That's got to be the only thing on that domain, which means that domain will be there forever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the YTMD thing isn't loading, so...
Yeah.
Big surprise.
Yeah.
Don't need that. But yeah, that's... we aren't going to get to any of this news, so you know what? Screw it. Who cares?
Oh, yeah, we had news to...
We had, like, 7 or 8 news things to talk about.
Oh, yeah.
But, there is one I'd like to talk about, and that's this one.
Oh, the whooping cough. Yeah.
And there... The
and you just got everything instead of just the whooping cough.
Well, yeah.
Oh.
I've read the thing already. I just wanted to post it for the notes.
Ah.
Whooping cough is back. It's killed 7 kids already.
Mm-hmm. And there's, what, like, 150... case or something like that?
I think so. And this pisses me off because, oh, what the hell is that now?
And they're mostly in California.
Shade of Iran. Chant.org. This ain't loading either.
It's apparently playing, though.
But there's nothing coming up.
Okay, you're going to have to show us this at some other point, Chaos.
Okay.
Oh, here we go.
Ooh.
That's a good one.
I can't play it on Sam, but I'm going to save that.
And he found it on WoW Wiki.
Yeah.
Nice.
Oh, man.
That's a good one.
Dad, click on this. You'll love it.
That is nice. Yeah, that's really good.
I have to find a way to convert from OGG to MP3.
Yeah. But, yeah, there's like 150 cases because parents don't want to get their kids immunized.
Right, because of this bullshit about autism.
Yeah.
And Penn and Teller did something on that, on autism.
Yeah.
A couple of seasons ago.
Mm-hmm. It's like, yes, mercury did used to be used as a preservative.
Right.
Yes, mercury can fuck your brain up. But that's why they don't use mercury anymore.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
And, you know, people talk about, oh, you know, well, my kid got immunized for this, or, you know, got vaccinated for this, and then he got it. It's like, that happens to, like, 2% of the kids. And then, oh, wait, they're immune to it from then on.
Right.
It just so happens that there was, you know, enough in that batch, or their immune system was so weak already, that
they
caught it.
Or it could have just been something.
Or it could have just exacerbated something that was already there.
I mean, one of the things we still don't get is... Tuberous sclerosis, which is what I have, is genetic.
Yeah.
Nobody in my immediate family has it. My dad and my mom don't, and my sister doesn't.
Hmm.
So it's a mutation, but
yeah.
that happens.
Yeah.
So
yeah, it happens every once
in
a while.
It could be that I'm the first one. It could be it skipped a few generations.
Could be.
But, you know, it's from Octane. Okay.
Octane. Okay.
Audacity/networks or whatever. There were two of them were the exact same program. Well, most of the shit came with it.
Yeah.
I had like two bars that came with this stupid computer.
Jeez. But
I just have, I want to clear it out. I just haven't done it yet.
Yeah.
What was it? Yes.
But yeah, like my ex-fiance, when, you know, we were engaged and we were planning on having kids, you know, she didn't want to get them immunized because when her, you know, she already had a son, and when he got his shots, he ended up getting sick. And I just told her, that happens to like 1 or 2% of people.
Right.
Period. That it just happens. He's like, well, he got the exact thing he was supposed to be immunized for. I was like, yeah.
That's how they immunize you. They give you the virus.
Yeah, and in some people, there's, you know, enough in the vaccination, or, you know, your immune system is already so crappy.
Right.
That you'll get either that or something very similar to it.
Right.
Like, I had a buddy who got a regular flu shot. He reacted badly, ended up with the flu for a week.
Right.
It wasn't a bad flu, but just... He reacted badly to that. It happens.
Yeah, there's nothing that you can do about
it's
that.
It's called a side effect.
Yeah. That's what they do for stuff like that, is they give you a lower form of the virus so that your body knows what to fight.
Yeah.
So that's the main reason I don't get flu shots or anything, is because I don't get sick. I almost never get sick.
Wow.
I don't know why, but... Mm-hmm. And then the couple of times I do, it generally doesn't last maybe more than 48 hours.
That's not bad.
So I'm not going to go, and I'm not going to tempt fate.
Yeah, except for my year at Central, or my 8 months at Central, which I count as, you know, an aberration. You know, I was in an enclosed building with 400 other people.
Oh, God.
You know, I was in a dorm.
Right.
Everyone gets sick in a dorm.
Yeah.
Except for that year, the last time I got sick was spring break of my 8th grade year.
Yeah.
You know, I'll get maybe sick enough not to do something. Yeah, then there's bastards like Chaos, where it takes a nasty beast of a bug to take it.
And then there's poor bastards like Ivy, who has gotten sick, I think, 5 times already this year.
Yeah.
And sinus infection, too,
mm-hmm.
is what the last one was, I think.
Let's see, when I was at Central, I had, well, besides just getting, you know, plain old bleh,
right.
I had mono.
Ooh.
My first quarter, and was too big of a badass to even bother to go in to get it treated. I knew I had mono, and I'm just like, okay, no one drink from my glass, and if I sneeze, I'm going to cover my mouth, and y'all better do the same, and then go wash your hands. That hurts to swallow water. And then, you know, then I just, bleh. And then in May of my, you know, 8 months at Central, I was diagnosed with seasonal non-contagious viral bronchitis.
Oh.
And I looked at the doctor and went, seriously? He goes, yep, you're allergic to May. And seriously, every May.
Yes.
I get wheezy, coughy, sneezy, my eyes start to water, all the symptoms of, oh, my allergies are acting up. It happens during May.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I there always used to be a joke in my family about how me, my dad, and my great-grandma were allergic to the sun. Because we would come outside and start sneezing.
Yes, I do that too.
Anywhere. And then it ended up being I'm pretty much allergic to the month of May. I sneeze my ass off. Oh, nice. Nice. I sneeze my ass off during May. I haven't sneezed since about the first week of June. You know, unless there's like a lot of dust.
Oh, gosh. Looking for groove.
I love LFG.
What is this? Do I really want to... Go ahead.
Yeah, it's good. Looking for Proof is great.
Oh, yeah, I just haven't...
Read the newest one?
I haven't read it in a while.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I almost had to hit Somer for this. I almost had to hit Somer and Lar for this. Yes, it's a Pokeball.
Yes.
Anyway, Somer and Lar D'Souza, Ryan Somer and Lar D'Souza are the guys who do both Looking for Groove and Least I Could Do. They own an entertainment company called Blind Ferret Entertainment. They're great guys.
Mm-hmm.
I, when Somer and Lar were thinking about doing a Least I Could Do animated series, I almost got cast as the voice of Nick, the fat guy who loves potato chips.
Because that's a good character to have.
Exactly. Because all you had to do was send in, you know, voice recording, you know, three scripts. I sent in a video with a bag of chips sitting like this so I looked all fat. And I'm just, crinkle, crinkle, chip. And they almost hired me. If I could have made it out to Ontario. No, it was Toronto, excuse me. If I could have made it out to Toronto, I would have had a job as a voice actor for the show based off of one of my favorite webcomics ever.
Oh, man.
And I said, I'm at, you know, Central in Ellensburg, about an hour away from Seattle. And they said, sorry, we can't afford to fly you out.
I think even my dad got that joke.
Yes. Yes, he did. And I said, all right, thank you for this opportunity. And I, you know, I'm emailing Lar, the artist, back and forth. Like, have you read Least I Could Do?
No, I haven't read that one.
Every once in a while, there's a homeless artist that shows up who just, like, lives outside their apartment building and just draws shit. He's based off of Lar. He just looks like Lar. And, you know, I'm talking back and forth with the artist, and he's like, yeah, you know, we really want you. You're, like, our number two dude. We want you. And I'm like, I can't afford it, because the ticket at the time would cost me, like, $1,500. And I would have had to wait, you know, like, the 5 months to get my passport and all that shit.
Right.
He's like, I don't have that money. He's like, well, sorry, man. I'm like, hey, it's cool. Just tell Somer that if I can ever, ever afford it, I will ship a pallet of Red Bull to him. Because this dude is obsessed with Red Bull. Like, in the Least I Could Do comic right now, the main character, Rain Summers, Ryan Somer, Rain Summers, haha, is also obsessed with Red Bull, and in this latest comic, he's actually bathing in it. And he says, my pores are drinking. But, I got an email about 2 days...
They're never going to peel him down, are they?
Nope. I got an email from Somer about 2 days later saying, if you buy me a pallet of Red Bull, you are hired now. A pallet of Red Bull is expensive.
Yeah.
A pallet of Red Bull runs about $8,000.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's expensive, so that's pretty much why I'm not up in Canada doing a voice for a cartoon.
That right would now. Be fun, though.
Oh, yes, yes, it would.
I actually had Jay, who ran the Furry Broadcasting Corporation that Rendell's Ravings used to be on, actually was doing stuff with voice acting and tried to get me into it a little bit. Nice. I'm like, you know what? The problem is most of the way that I do good with, like, impressions or things is I memorize what I've heard. Mm-hmm. I can't create that well.
Yeah.
I mean, with King of Bohemia, it was easy because I had the lines right there.
Mm-hmm.
And I had... Nicole knew what she wanted to hear.
Yeah. And so. And not to do my alarm, but my little advice of just talk like Xerxes from 300. I am so totally pissed off. Helped a little bit because I heard you go into that voice a few times.
Speaking of 300, have you seen Sherlock Holmes? Did you realize that somebody from 300 was in Sherlock Holmes?
Mm-hmm.
Who?
Oh, hell, I can't remember, but I knew I recognized that dude from somewhere.
The Frenchman.
That's right!
He was the Monster Immortal.
That's right.
And he also, you're a wrestling fan, mm-hmm. was Kurgan, the interrogator of the Truth Commission.
Seriously?
That is Kurgan.
Damn!
Now you see why I like him. I loved Kurgan. He has
Kurgan
got,
was awesome.
He has got a lot of weight added onto him.
He
was tall, but he was thin when he was Kurgan.
Yeah,
he
was tall but kind of lanky, but now he's just blah, bam.
Yeah, no, you don't want to meet him.
Yeah, no, I would not like to meet him in a dark alley with, near a van with no windows and,
yeah,
and a puppy.
Kurgan was Kurgan was one of my absolute, of course, I liked the Commandant. The Commandant was a South African actor called Robin Smith, and Bret Hart found him when they were apparently they filmed part of the Lonesome Dove series
mm-hmm.
that he was on in Canada, in South
yep.
Africa, and they ran into each other, and he came up to the USWA and was a manager for the Truth Commission.
Cool.
And then they brought, in fact, you can find, it's the Shooting Stars versus the Truth Commission.
Nice.
It's on Facebook, or not on, on YouTube.
Nice.
But they used to have some clips of the Truth Commission. Then he had to leave because he had passport issues.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my things that they have the what if this was that. I would love somebody to write what if the Commandant hadn't left. Because that was a strong character.
Yeah.
You could do a lot with that one.
Oh, yeah.
My favorite was what if Jake Roberts had been the higher power?
Oh.
Now, you see, now I didn't watch that, but just the thought of Jake Roberts against Stone Cold.
Oh, God, that just made my brain hurt.
I love
Well, there was Jake Roberts versus Stone Cold. And
well, yeah.
The Austin 316.
Yeah, but I mean the evil Jake Roberts.
Yeah, evil Jake Roberts.
Jake, and he's retiring this year.
Yeah.
Jake,
finally.
Jake Roberts he wasn't as well built.
But he had the personality.
He had the personality, and my God, did he have the mind.
Mm-hmm. And yes, Chaos, we do know that they're making a prequel to 300 called Xerxes. Yes, Frank Miller is writing it.
I wonder if he'll be... Well, he wasn't really a character. He was... They might recruit him. The Monster Immortal might
Maybe.
Be in it.
Did you see what Kevin Smith did to the Batman?
Yes.
Okay, so for all of you who don't know...
This is you're either going to fall on the line of that is hilarious, or I want to kill him.
There's two kids.
I think it's hilarious.
And I'm going to stab him.
All right. So there
so
we go.
So our beloved Kevin Smith, the man who's given us Clerks, Clerks 2, Mallrats, Chasing Amy, Dogma, wrote for Daredevil, gave us Cop Out with Tracy Morgan and Bruce Willis, has been doing a little Batman stint for DC Comics. And he changed an event in year one, like from the year one comics. There was a point where Batman, came down during a meeting of, I believe it was, Underworld Bosses and everything.
That's what it looked like, yeah.
And, said, your time is done, blah, 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 and had a fiery goblet. Not the goblet of fire, but it was, chalice on fire. And he's telling to do this whole story, and he's like, what they didn't realize was that incendiary burned a little hotter than I thought it was going, hotter and faster than I thought it was going to, and and after the shockwave, I had a bladder spasm. And the dude he's talking to is like, no, you mean you wet your pants?
Oh, well.
And it is fully canon in the DC universe that Batman peed himself.
Well, if you think about it, though, it is justifiable. Shockwave will really screw with you if it's hard enough. And if you don't see it coming, you're...
But it's the Batman.
Well, yeah.
The Batman doesn't pee himself. And Cody's right. I'm about to rage. I need to stop talking about this. The Batman.
I think it's hilarious, but only because that's something that you're surprised probably should have happened long before now. I mean, he'd been at this for a while, and the fact that he got lucky enough that this hadn't happened and may not have happened, this was a fluke. Okay, everybody has a fluke.
But you see, Batman doesn't wet his pants. He's the goddamn Batman.
With as late as he stays out and not finding a bathroom, I'd imagine he'd do it at some point. I already wears diapers.
Actually, they have, well, they call them traveling urinals.
Yeah.
Basically, you pack yourself in, and there's a little bag, and it has the same gel-type stuff that's in absorbent diapers.
Right.
But it's like yay bag.
It's like a colostomy bag.
Kinda. Except you just pee in it.
Well, yeah.
Well, you don't do everything, and it's not coming out your side.
Well, no, but it's the same concept.
Kinda.
It's just a catch.
So. Yeah.
We need to get going here. It's 4 o'clock, and I need to eat because I need to go to MCP tonight. Or not MCP.
Improv.
Improv. I don't know what I'm going to do. I may just see if I can cop out and run the camera.
Nice.
Because that's what I've been doing. I like running the camera.
What time does that start up?
6 down at the Riverside.
I might show. I might go see either the Expendables or Scott Pilgrim versus the World.
I want to see the Expendables.
Oh yeah.
You know,
instead of Randy Couture and Stone Cold Steve Austin, they originally wanted Kurt Russell and Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Yes.
And both of them just went, nah.
Well, Stone Cold's a good fit for it because he's recent. People will still remember him.
Yeah, he's
well.
Relatively recent. I prefer Jason Statham.
Yeah.
But Stone Cold isn't too bad.
Stone Cold's a good bad guy. Because he just has the...
Go chaos.
The only person most composed...
In the goddamn Batman is Albert fucking Wesker.
Who's Albert Wesker?
Tell him chaos.
Well, you tell me. He won't get like a minute yet.
Eh, I'll let him do it.
I've heard the name, but I've never...
He knows more, that's why.
I don't know much about him.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're going to... Anybody local, because I do invite a few local people. I know, like Christina, I know she can't work, but I basically told her on the thing, it's more to know that it's going to be posted. Because mm-hmm. I know she can't listen to it from work.
Yeah.
But we have a meeting on Wednesday
mm-hmm.
at 7.
It's at 7?
Well, it's at 7 for the
yeah, that's right.
for the public.
Yeah.
So... down at the press room, and what I'm going to do, and I talked to Cody about this, I'm going to try and introduce like a calendar where on the weekends before Haunt Building, we get people in, we look at the props, we look at the costumes. Let's do that beforehand.
Right.
Have somebody come down.
Oh, apparently Jean-Claude is confirmed for the sequel.
Yeah, I know they're thinking of a sequel.
Well, it made $30 million this weekend, so why not?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so make a schedule for basically cleaning out.
Well, not cleaning out, because we can't do that yet.
Well,
but yeah. Going through, sorting through what we know we won't use, what we know we won't need, because we know the rooms.
Yeah.
So we know there's some things... Umbrella Corporate. Oh, okay. Mm. We know there are going to be some things we can't use. Let's go through them.
Yeah.
We want them fine, we don't. Somebody wants them fine, otherwise
oh,
garbage.
Oh, yeah, me and Chaos. If there are costumes that they're thrown out, we're totally grabbing them.
Oh, and I know this squirks you, but I'm taking that bunny costume if somebody doesn't want it. Because
bunny costume.
Well, it's the perfect fit for me.
Yeah.
For some, I'm going to see if I can wear that for the forest or something.
Yeah.
Just have me over in the corner of the forest or something. But I love heat. Heat does not bother me. As long as I've got a thing of water or two, I was in that thing the entire night. I never took it off that last night. I took the head off to get a drink, but the costume never came off.
Wow.
Until the end where we did the dancing.
Hmm.
So I'm fine.
I don't want to know why you were in a bunny costume last night.
Huh? No. The last night of the last
one. Oh, the last night of the last one.
Yeah.
Me and Chaos left at like 9 when we got drunk.
Yeah, the person, they need somebody for the March Hare for mm-hmm. the Hatter Room.
Yeah.
So I got to work with Jacob, which was
nice.
A lot of fun.
Yeah, Jacob had a good room.
But a man who's tampered with his genetics and done shit that is especially cool.
Epically
cool, evil, and thoroughly planned out, which you usually don't see much. In
But
we're going to go, and I'm going to play for my dad, because he wanted to hear some Gregorian chant. This is the Shade of Aron from World of Warcraft, apparently. I've never heard this. Is this?
I don't remember where it is. I haven't played WoW in like...
I'll have to look that. That's
like
that's got to be Wrath of the Lich King somewhere.
Somewhere.
but here's some Gregorian chant, and then we will leave you be, and next week is the last official show. I've been doing this for 200 episodes, and I've only got one fan.
Oh, shit.
I think it's time to quit. I'll do, like, rants or stuff, or I'll post, like, little tidbits. You know, if you want to come over, we can tackle a subject.
Okay.
But it's not going to be...
show.
It's not going to be a show. It's not going to be 2 hours. It'll be some, maybe like a half hour. Or
right.
Like, I'll do what two does. I'll put out little rants every now and then.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah. So that'll be next week, and then after that, it's whenever I want to do it. And that's what I've been wanting to do for a while. So, here is, I don't know who composed it, because I got it off of the site, but here's The Shade of Arran, and we'll talk to you next week.
I will not move.